Well, the Health Foundation Charity Road Race and Community Walk coming up, obviously, this year, but we're talking Learn to Run, and we are joined with Ross Fisher and Bernie Willock this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Danny.
Now, let's start off, Bernie, with the Learn to Run clinics. They're going to be kicking off here next week.
Hopefully, weather permitting, we're going to start on May the 7th at the loading dock at the regional high school, and we'll run every Tuesday and Thursday after that.
Fantastic. And what time does that take place?
This week we'll start at 5:45 because of registrations, and Thursday probably 5:45, and then we'll go to the track and start there at 6 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday after.
It's a nice introduction. If you're not familiar with running, maybe you're just, it's something you're thinking about. It seems to be a growing sport, right? More and more people are out running. You see all the time. And yes, I feel guilty a lot of times when I drive past them, but it's a good way to be able to get involved.
It is. It's a way of getting two or three friends together and they say, let's just go and give it a kick and see what happens.
And how does this all work? How do you guys kind of introduce the running clinics? You start off by walking, kind of work your way up?
I think a lot of people think that with the clinics that why are we doing so much walking because I can do that at home anyway. But no, we start off walking and then we throw in 30 seconds or a minute jogs and then we go back to walking and then the jogs. And so it's building up to the finale.
And what is, like, who is this involved for? What, is this open to anybody?
Yeah, anybody that can walk, crawl, or push a stroller.
All right, excellent. Now, Ross, this is a nice build-up for the Charity Road Race and Community Walk as well, kind of leading up to it.
Yes. And I just add, you know, the thing that's interesting about the clinics is in 2 months, and we start out walking, and the first couple of weeks you're just walking. I mean, but in 2 months you're running 5K. It's the consistency of doing it every week, right? And it just begins to extend your endurance. And before you know it, you're running 5K.
It's about building it up and getting to where you need to be.
Well, and doing it regularly. Because that's the trick, right? If you run two or three times a week, you will increase your endurance every week and you will be able to add to what you're able to run.
Well, and even with the Charity Road Race and Community Walk, you have different levels. It is open to everybody.
Yes. I mean, the clinics are for 5 kilometers and 10 kilometers. And when we do the road race, I mean, obviously it's the road race and walk. So it's a community walk, and we get a lot of people who come out and just walk. And that's good. We encourage that. We encourage participation.
No cost to this as well.
Not for the clinics. There's a $40 charge for the road race. That includes your T-shirt. You need to buy your T-shirt by, I forget the date in July, about halfway through July, because we have to have enough time to order the T-shirts and get them in for the road race.
Fantastic. Is there anything else we need to know about the Learn to Run clinics coming up?
I think we pretty much covered everything. It's just hoping that we get a good turnout again this year. It's really nice when you have a new group of runners and wannabe runners and we got Craig from Fox FM. He comes out now too,
and Tanya's been out the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, and Tanya said she's coming back this year.
Okay.
And I think the other thing too is if you're worried about your kids, bring your kids.
Yeah,
I mean they can walk or run with you.
Well, I've seen pictures and video of Tanya out there, and she has her kids out there, and it's kind of a nice evening.
And actually, people bring strollers, and because you can, I mean, we start out walking, so you can push your stroller, and actually, lots of people actually go in a road race now, and they'll push their kids in a stroller while they're jogging along, and so.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is to not to be shy. Don't be thinking this is expert runners out there. Like it is an introduction.
It's for everybody.
Fantastic.
You don't have to be in fit shape to start. I'll do that for you.
you'll whip them into it.
I'll get you there.
we'll get you there. Actually, it's good because most people haven't run before, or they might have gone into clinics before, but they stopped over winter.
Yep.
Because who wants to run outside in the winter? So everybody's starting fresh.
Excellent. What's the best way to get details if you need more information on this or even to look at entering in for the Charity Road Race and Community Walk, Ross?
Well, go to the Health Foundation website. You can register on the website, www.thehealthfoundation.ca, or stop down to our office at 41 Betts Avenue and pick up registration forms, because that way you can hand them out to your friends, too.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for having us.
The GX94 Morning Show with Danny